This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Let's call in our good friend, Mark DeShera, who's joined us throughout the baseball season. Mark, I'll ask you the same question I asked Alex Rodriguez. You were at the ESPN studios. You're watching the game with everybody, all the people involved with the show. When Cash comes out to take Snell, your immediate reaction and the reaction in the room?
I screamed no. I jumped up from my desk and ran around the room saying, what is he doing? That's the God's honest truth. I couldn't believe it, and I understand what the numbers say. Third time through, Blake Snell had not been good. But the Blake Snell that I saw last night was different than the Blake Snell that we saw during the regular season and through his first few starts of the season. The Blake Snell of the regular season starts of the postseason was not sharp. He was averaging 94, 95 miles an hour on his fastball, not 97, 98. He was walking guys. Blake Snell last night was on his way to one of the best starts in World Series history, and that's not hyperbole. Look at the numbers. If he would have thrown another 30 pitches and got through another inning and a half, it would have gone down as one of the great performances in World Series history. And so that's why I jumped up and said, I can't believe this.
When you were running around the studio, was that like when I was in my golf rant running around the studio that time? Was it similar to that?
No, that golf rant was really good, Don. That was the Open or British Open rant that
yes,
I will
get
etched into my memory forever. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that
okay.
bad.
All right, so obviously the Rays are a heavily analytic team, but so are the Dodgers. So the analytic crowd could say, hey, the Dodgers won. They're heavily analytic. So will this ever be curbed, or is it out of control now and cannot be brought back?
I think the toothpaste is out of the bottle. I really do. You know, I've done a bunch of interviews over the last 24 hours, you know, since that game. And the fact of the matter is the Dodgers were a better team. I mean, guys, we can crunch numbers all we want. Every team has numbers crunchers. That's the easy part of the game. I can go to any – I'll go to Georgia Tech. I'll go to my alma mater. I can find any engineer to write a computer program that says, take all of these stats and tell me who I should put into the game. Going into the game and hitting a 97-mile-an-hour fastball on the black or executing a pitch or making a tough play, you know, to turn two, that's what's the hard part of the game. And the Dodgers were a better team. They were a better team from the beginning of the season all the way through last night, and that's why they're world champions.
If you're a player, do you look at what the Rays did and say, I don't want to play there. I don't want to be just a statistic. I mean, could that really turn a lot of players off when you see something like that happen?
Well, I think that there's more than one reason that guys don't necessarily want to play for the Rays. They don't pay anything, and there's only
right.
about 4,000 people that come to your home games. It's never going to be a destination. That being said, I do believe pitchers more than hitters. Because as a hitter, listen, if you're Randy or Arozarena, you're playing. If you're Kevin Kiermaier, who's a Gold Glove center fielder, and you're swinging the bat well, you're playing. But as a pitcher, if I'm Blake Snell, Cy Young winner, that has been asked to take my team to a game seven and win this game, and I did everything I was supposed to do. Struck out the 1-3 hitters, Betts, Corey Seager, and Justin Turner. Struck each of them out twice. They were 0-6 with 6 strikeouts. And I still get taken out before I can face those guys a third time. If I'm a free agent or I'm drafted by the Rays, I'm saying, oh, gosh, here we go. I'm not going to be allowed to be great. And that's a shame.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Let's talk about what happened after the game. Wherever anyone would fall on, you know, the need to wear a mask or whatever, Major League Baseball had protocol certainly in place. and the teams were quarantined for over a month and a half. They get a positive test on Justin Turner, and then he's out there on the field barreling past Major League Security saying, I refuse to stay in this room. I personally think, Mark, it's an awful look for baseball. What's your thought?
It's a bad look. It really is. And I've kind of gone back and forth. When it first happened, I put myself on that field, and I remember how it was 11 years ago when I was celebrating with my Yankee teammates. There's nothing that could have taken me away from that celebration. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience for, you know, for most people. It's once-in-a-lifetime. It's something that you'll never forget. I still know that feeling. I know that smell and the damp grass and, like, all of the people that were running around. The ball was in my back pocket because I caught that last out. I wouldn't trade that for anything. So when it first happened, I understood what Justin Turner was doing with his teammates. I woke up this morning and started reading the articles and kind of got the emotion out of it and said, what are you doing? We have spent the last 6 months trying to figure out how to stop the spread of this thing. By and large, baseball players have done a good job. There was a flare-up with the Marlins and the Cardinals. But for you to flaunt this on the national stage, when you knew everybody was going to be watching the postgame and seeing these pictures, it is a bad look. And we can argue, players, they're young and they're healthy and they're going to be fine. That's the wrong argument. The right argument is, you were asked to do something. You signed up for this. Everybody else in baseball and all the other sports, for that matter, have been following the rules, and you decided not to.
So, what do you do about it if you're Major League Baseball? Do you try to discipline him?
I think you have to. And I'm not calling. Listen, again, if I put myself in Justin Turner's shoes, I'd probably try to do the same thing. I'd probably try to go out there and celebrate with my teammates and deal with the consequences. There should be consequences. There shouldn't be a suspension or anything, but there should be a slap on the wrist saying, listen, guys, we can't have this, because next year there is a really good chance that players go to spring training next year in February or whenever it occurs, and there are protocols for COVID. And if you don't do anything to Justin Turner, then, and by the way, the Dodgers organization as a whole, because somebody from the Dodgers could have grabbed him and said, I don't care, you're out of here, you're going back into isolation, whatever it might be. No one did that. So you have to punish them somehow, because you lose all credibility next spring training when someone decides to step out of the bubble or not follow protocols.
A Rosarena, is he for real? I mean, obviously can't keep up at this level, but is he for real? Do you see him as a real big-time hitter?
I see a guy who got really hot the last 2 months of the season, but I also see a free swinger, and there's no book on him yet. And you guys know there's a lot of players that come up the first year that they, in baseball. I mean, Gary Sanchez is kind of one of those guys. Light the world on fire. Soon as you know how to pitch them, they have to make the adjustment. So I think 2021 will be that adjustment period. Pitchers are going to get smart. They're not going to throw him a lot of strikes. I don't think he's Mike Trout, but is he Alfonso Soriano? Can have an incredible career being a little bit of a streaky hitter that's a free swinger with incredible power? Yeah. And by the way, if I'm the Rays, I'll take Alfonso Soriano's career all day long. I mean, that guy mashed for a long time, hit over 400 home runs in his career. So I see a really good player that will have to make some adjustments in 2021.
Should we really feel bad about how things ended for the Yankees? Or when you watch the two teams that just played in the World Series, are both teams better than the Yankees?
The Dodgers are definitely better than the Yankees. The Rays, I don't believe, are a better roster than the Yankees. They find a way to win. And I think that's the best thing that I can say. I still go back. I don't want to bring up old wounds. I go back to game two of that series. And I think if you just let Davey Garcia pitch or start Tanaka or start Happ, it might have been a different outcome. The Yankees win that series, and they're probably in the World Series, and would have lost to the Dodgers. So I think the Dodgers are a better team. The Yankees, at the end of the day, the Yankees did not have enough starting pitching, healthy starting pitching, to win a World Series. But you know, we did it this on Baseball Tonight last night after the game. You look forward to 2021, and if the Yankees can pick up a few arms and stay healthy, they're the best team in the American League. They have the best roster in the American League, but nothing's going to be handed to them. They will always have a target on their backs, and you know the Blue Jays are getting better. The White Sox are getting better. I think the A's and the Astros will always kind of be those pesky teams that can win a series. So it's not a foregone conclusion that the Yankees are going to the World Series if they sign a couple pitchers, because we know how hard that is.
Well, good stuff, Mark. We appreciate having you on all year, and great perspective on last night. We appreciate it.
Always fun, guys. Enjoy the offseason.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.